Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold. We are in the month of September. It is September the 5th, year of our Lord 2022, and you're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. I hope you have had a wonderful, wonderful Labor Day weekend. We've had wonderful weather here in the Carolinas. We had a wonderful day. I hope that you were able to get out and enjoy yourself with family and friends. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program designed specifically for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all began in Africa. All the greatest gift that Africa has given the world, the greatest and the most unique, is the combination of rhythm with religion. When our ancestors first came upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was through work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music. And from gospel music came blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even the music we have today. It all tells a story of a people who have been resilient, people who have overcome adversities, a sound that comes deep down in the heart of God's chosen people. It is gospel music that has been able to carry us from year to year, from time to time, from generation to generation. The gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or even in a one-hour program, but each Monday night we come to celebrate Black history right here on Gospel Gold. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share. On the Gospel Gold Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You'll also find articles about various gospel artists. And more importantly, you will find the link for the Gospel Gold program each week. All the programs are archived. That means that each program has a different link. You go to the Facebook page. You click on that link. It will take you to the program that you would like to hear. So we invite you to go to the Gospel Gold program, go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page, and be a part of the Gospel Gold community. I want to thank all of you who have recently joined Gospel Gold. We've had several people to join in the last few weeks. We thank you. We pray that you will continue to look through the Gospel Gold Facebook page and be supporters of Gospel Gold as well. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for another episode of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, that something that we say tonight, something be played tonight that will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name, amen and amen. Our program tonight is a little different. I wanted to go back and feature an artist in particular that I had played over the years. And one of them is Reverend Julius Cheeks. Now, we know him primarily from his work with the Sensational Nightingales, but tonight I'm going to focus on him for a little while on his solo recording career. So we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Reverend Julius Cheeks. Those of you who know him or heard that name before, of course, you know that he was with the Sensational Nightingales for many years. We're going to come back and talk about Reverend Julius Cheeks in just a minute. But before that, we're going to listen to the Holy Lights of Baltimore, Maryland. It's getting late in the evening.
It's getting late.
Oh, she would walk to church. And when she would get there, they would be having something that they would call a testimonial service. Somebody would stand up over here in the amen corner and say, Lord, I thank you for aiding me to rise this morning. Then again, another one would stand up over here and say, Lord, I thank you for aiding me to have food to go on my table. Then again, I could see my grandmother walking up to the front of the church and she would say, wait a minute, I don't have a testimony this morning. She said, but it's one thing that I want you to know. She said, I know that my time sure ain't long. She said, if I've done anything wrong in my life, if I've hurt anybody here tonight, I want you to please forgive me. She said, because one of these old days, I know death is gonna knock on my door. And then I could hear saying these words. This is what she would say, listen here. Listen, she would say, listen. If I never see no more, Lord, this is what I want y'all to do for me.
Glory to God, but let me tell y'all this here, listen.
Maryland. You only hear it here on Gospel Gold. As I said earlier, I wanted to feature Reverend Julius Cheeks. Now, we know him from the Sensational Nightingales, and we have done a feature on them, and we will be doing a special on them in the month of November, which is their anniversary month. But tonight, I wanted to just talk about Reverend Julius June Cheeks. Reverend Cheeks was born August the 7th, 1929. He passed January the 27th, 1981. Of course, he was American, African-American gospel singer who enjoyed the majority of his success with the Sensational Nightingales. In 1954, he became a preacher but continued to perform full-time until 1960. Cheeks began singing in the second grade, quitting school to pick cotton and work in service stations. He joined a local gospel group dubbed the Baronets, and in 1946, he was spotted by Reverend B.L. Parks, a former Dixie Hummingbird, and he was tapped to join a group called the Nightingales. At the height of their popularity, they cut several sides for Decca Records. To make ends meet, Reverend Cheeks briefly joined the Soul Stirrers and also rejoined the Nightingales during the 1950s. During the 1950s, the Nightingales had a number of hits, including Somewhere to Lay My Head and The Last Mile of the Way. Due to their popularity, they renamed themselves and became the Sensational Nightingales. In 1950, Cheeks was ordained as the minister in the Church of Holiness Science in Detroit, Michigan. Cheeks, who had dropped out of school at an early age, was largely illiterate and most of his life, but he developed a profound knowledge of the Bible by listening to those old 78 gramophone discs. During his time, Cheeks also toured and recorded with the Mighty Clouds of Joy after going into a semi-retirement in 1960. Cheeks returned to action with a new group, the Four Knights. As lead vocalist for the Sensational Nightingales, a short-time member of the Soul Stirrers, and later as the leader of his own group, the Four Gospel Knights, Reverend Cheeks was a hard-singing giant of the gospel highway. Many of his contemporaries cite him as one of the greatest gospel quartet singers of all time and a tough act to follow in the 1950s and the 1960s when he was at his zenith. His daughter has written a book called Love and Honor, which is a story about him chronicled by someone who knew him well. We're going to come back and talk about that in just a minute, but we're going to listen to a few songs from Reverend Julius Cheeks. Where do I want to go where Jesus is? Where do I go from here? And how far is heaven? Reverend Julius Cheeks.
Come on. Memphis, Tennessee, at a motel, standing on the balcony. A friend of mine by the name of Dr. Martin Luther King, standing there, minding his own business with his eyes. With his eyes, looking out yonder, yonder space.
Hey, listen to this, y'all.
A very few moments.
Listen.
They heard the gun roll. Somebody said they saw Dr. Martin
Luther King.
They saw him fall down. Help my friend, say y'all please. Tell me where. I'd just like to know right now.
I'd like to say one thing right here, and that is, a few days ago, we had a family reunion. I was in South Carolina, where I was born and raised, and we was coming up, and I brought some of my sisters, brothers, what we got to my sister's house. We laughed, we sang, oh, we enjoyed ourselves. But the most of all, we had prayer, and the Lord was there, and the Lord answered our prayer.
The book is called Love and Honor. Written in a storytelling style, it chronicles the life of Reverend Julius Cheeks, his rural upbringing in a big family headed by an African-American mother and a Native American father. Both parents were powerful church singers whose communication with the spirit imbued their children with the comfort of spirituality. Reverend Cheeks' independence and quiet spirit was present from his childhood. He preferred to explore the wonderment of the world around him instead of pulling his weight around the household and the farm, the book says. Two-thirds of the book covers Cheeks' birth and childhood through his discovery by Barney Parks, his introduction to the Sensational Nightingales, and the group's breakthrough 1952 recording session for Peacock Records. From there, Love and Honor follows the Nightingales' ascendancy and the story of the singers, the tutelage of Parks and his wife, Etna Cook, for whom the Gills accompanied until Parks formed the singing group, the Singing Sons. The book also notes that the women in Julius Cheeks' life had some level of influence in his career, whether it was good or whether it was bad. He was one of those men who was so in tune with the gospel radio scene that he often would visit radio stations, and of course that made him very popular with DJs around the world. Love and Honor, the name of the book, is the most comprehensive bio of Reverend Julius Cheeks' life thus far. Again, it's called The Life of Reverend Julius Cheeks, told by his daughter, Judy Cheeks. Let me say that again. The Life of Reverend Julius Cheeks, told by his daughter, Judy Cheeks. Love and Honor, the autobiography of Reverend Julius Cheeks. Pick that book up. It's a very good book. I have enjoyed the book. I've read it, almost finished with it now. But it's a very good book. And it talks about this man and what he went through and all the things that he did during his lifetime. And remember, you got to remember that doing all of this, taking care of all of this business and dealing with all of the contracts and all that is required in the music recording industry, Reverend Cheeks was largely illiterate. So he had to have a good business savvy in order to navigate that stream. Reverend Julius Cheeks.
Somebody left on that phone.
Close the Gospel Gold Vault tonight. Listen, if you would like to get in touch with us, you can do so. You can call us or you can get in touch with us through email. Our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net, gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Our cash app is Gospel Gold 22, Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Or perhaps you may have a suggestion for an upcoming program. You can do so. You can leave that information on the Gospel Gold Facebook page, or you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. We would love to hear from you. We're going to hear our theme song for the night for the Gospel Imperials, I Wanna Go Higher.
Oh, if I trust in him. Till the day that I die, in my dying hour, he's gonna be there by my side. I wanna go higher, 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 higher,
higher,
higher. I wanna go higher,
higher.
Just let me go higher.
Whatever it is, working miracles,
talking to Jesus,
he's still,
come to your rescue.
Well, church, looks like our time is about up. I thank you for yours. Won't you tell somebody about Gospel Gold? Let them know that we are on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m., only 1 hour. And let them know that they can go to the Facebook page. They can find out more information about Gospel Gold at the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Like and then join and let others know that Gospel Gold is on the air. Also, don't forget that you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold through our Cash App, Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We would like to hear from you as to how you enjoy our program. Perhaps you have a topic for an upcoming program, or perhaps you would like to hear a particular group in a program. We would love to hear from you. Be a part of the Gospel Gold community so that we can stay in touch with you and you can stay in touch with us. We're going home tonight. We pray that you will have a great week and continue to give God the praise. We're going home tonight with a relatively new group. They've been around for a while. Reverend Charles Davis and the Clouds out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. God bless you. Have a good night.
How many of you know anything about Demo Days? Can y'all come on and help me?
Demo Days. Working down here.
Yeah.